This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's that time of the week again where we got to catch up and have a chat all about love and romance with our expert, Mairead from Love HQ. It's so great to have you back on. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Louise. How are you? Great as always.
Good stuff. You've recovered after your mammoth Valentine's week. I'd say you nearly needed to sleep a week after it.
Just about. About three times the amount of clients coming running at us after Valentine's Day. But yeah, look, I'm always happy. The more people we can help find love, that's all that we want to do.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to have a chat to you because we got a message in recently from somebody who wanted to remain anonymous, but they wanted to ask what kind of things should you be asking or what conversations should you maybe open up if you've been seeing somebody a couple of months? You know, maybe things are starting to get a little bit more serious. Like, where do you take the conversations and what topics should you be maybe bringing up and opening up with?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd say like 70% of relationships break up because of poor communication. So you can never have a bad conversation with your person. Now, I think we've all been trained to, you know, oh, don't say something or you'll scare them away. Now, if you're 18, 19 and talking about having kids already, you probably are going to scare them away. But when you get a little bit older, maybe into your mid-20s, right upwards, you know, you should be able to at least have a conversation saying, you know, what are you looking for long term? Because especially if you're going to be dating this person, you need to know that you're aligned. A lot of people come to me for matchmaking that maybe never had those conversations, end up getting married and then realize, you know, their partner doesn't actually even want to have a family. And that's something that's really important to them. So some of the conversations that I would say are absolutely vital to have before, you know, moving it on to a more serious level is one, finances and money.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, things like how do you handle budgeting, saving, spending? Now, they do say it's good if you're a spender to be with someone that budgets and vice versa, chalk and cheese. But, you know, how do you handle money? And, you know, do you prioritize obviously paying for your house and your bills over going on holidays and getting loans out and all of those sorts of things? Next of all, like, you know, do they have any debts and financial obligations? You know, for some people, they may have children and therefore they have financial obligations, or they may have been married before and are now separated. They might have financial obligations there. But also, like, how do they manage, you know, debt? Do they pay their bills on time? Those sorts of things. Next of all, and like, you know, what I would say to you is, you know, if there is something concerning, being able to have that conversation with them and maybe working together to get them into a healthier place financially. Next of all, I would say, obviously, family and children. Like, having a conversation with someone, do you want to have a family? And what I would say to you is a lot of people are afraid of this conversation, that they're going to scare somebody away. What I would say when it comes to dating and timing for these conversations is the right person hears you differently.
Yeah.
So if they're aligned to what you're looking for, this won't be a big, scary conversation for them. But if they're not aligned to what you're looking for, it is going to be a big, scary conversation. And it might be, you know, the catalyst that maybe prompts them to say, look, I don't think we're in the same place, and we'll move on. So don't be afraid of the conversation. I know you might want this relationship to work out, but if they're not in the right place and if you're not aligned, they're not the right person for you. So things like, you know, do we both want to have kids? If so, how many? How do you feel about maybe adoption or fertility treatments or surrogacy if that's not the right direction? You know, if things don't work out as planned, you have to remember, I think it's a quarter of all couples have fertility issues in Ireland. And especially at the moment, because the average age of marriage has gone up to men being on average 38.7 years old when they're getting married in Ireland now. And women, I think they're about 36 years of age getting married. So obviously, if people are leaving these things later in life, the chances are there's a bigger chance of having fertility issues. And what are your expectations then for parenting and discipline? So for some people, if you've had issues, you know, with your own upbringing and your parents and that situation, you know, like, how are you going to have the same problems when you're raising your children, or are you going to parent them differently? So having those conversations. Again, as I said to you, communication styles. So that's a huge thing. So it is having communication. How do you manage disagreements? For some people, you know, if they've been brought up in a household, if they have a slight disagreement, they all start screaming at each other. And you're from a household that, you know, calmly sit down and have a conversation. Like, it's going to be very, very different when you have an argument. So having conversation about, you know, if we did have an argument, what would happen? And remembering that it's not you and against them. It's not them against you. It's actually the two of you to fix the problem. That's the main thing when you are in a relationship.
How do you deal with something like, if you're seeing somebody, you know, you're just after finishing college, maybe getting your first job, and you're seeing somebody who's pretty comfortable living with mommy and daddy, and you're kind of saying, look, I know there's a housing crisis at the minute. I know that, you know, it's really, really difficult, because I know a lot of couples are finding it really hard right now in 2025 to find their own home, you know, to put a roof over their heads. But if the opportunity arises and you've got somebody who's maybe, let's just say, in their 20s, and they're kind of a little bit too comfortable with living with mommy and daddy, they have a relationship, but, you know, they don't want to take that next step to move out, and you're trying to have that conversation. I know a couple of people have texted in with those kind of issues, saying, look, you know, I kind of need this person in my life. I really like them, but I need them to kind of, you know, get away from mommy and daddy and start to live on their own two feet.
Well, see, that's the time when people are finished college, you get to see who they really are. So if you think about it, anybody up to their leaving cert, they've kind of been incubated by school and all the rules with there, and also with their family and kind of the rules. When you go off to college, then you find your feet. And so now you're seeing the true version of that person. So if they're back living with their mum and dad, and I understand there's a crisis, a housing crisis and the cost of living crisis and everything, but there's always a way. There's absolutely always a way. So are they the sort of person that gets comfortable and, you know, doesn't push themselves forward? If you're super ambitious, you're going to be like, okay, I might take a second job, or I might, like, you know, study more and get a promotion. I also might start an online business. We've never been easier to make money as well. You know, so there's lots of options even online to sell different things through Amazon, and lots of different ways to make extra money. So you're seeing a snapshot of what that person is like. Now, if that's a snapshot that you like, great, continue there. But if that's a snapshot that is not aligned to you, you know, are you prepared to maybe carry that person financially for the rest of your life? Like, that is one question. There's some people out there that they never intend on doing anything of substance, that they're kind of waiting to be carried. So if that's the case and you're happy with that, that's fair enough. Now, for a lot of people, there's also another option there. Maybe their argument is, well, to be honest, I could move out to an apartment and rent a house for the moment, but I'd actually rather do another 6 months to a year of the uncomfortableness of living at home, in order to buy my house faster, in order to get up on my feet faster. So listen to their reasoning when they ask you. But this is why it's so important for clear and communication. It's just asking them straight up, like, what is your career plans? You know, that is one of the factors I was even going to talk about there. Your career ambitions and work-life balance. Like, how do your career goals align? And what are your future plans? What are your expectations around work as well? You know, is there a good work-life balance? Like, for a lot of people that are super ambitious, they might throw themselves into work in their 20s and, you know, kind of put their personal life and their dating life to one side. So having a conversation and even having a thought to yourself, well, look, am I happy to do that? But do I see in the future that they might be able to have a work-life balance once they get to that point? Or are they going to be a workaholic, essentially? And are you not going to be a priority? Also things like, would we relocate for a career opportunity?
Yeah.
So, you know, if someone is super ambitious, and, like, I would see a lot of people come to me that are doctors, will say especially, that they need to do a year away. And so some ladies or some men might say, oh, look, that's not something that I would like to do. But then others be like, oh, that'd be cool, actually. If they were going off to Canada to work, I'd love to go off and work there for a year. So there's lots of opportunities out there. But the thing is, and overall, is if you're not aligned to someone, and it's as simple as even when you're on maybe an app and saying to them, what are you looking for? And you might be looking for long-term real love, and somebody else might be looking for something casual. Straight away, you're not aligned. That's not what you're looking for. So just wish them well and let them off on their journey and you go on yours. Unfortunately, sometimes because people are so afraid of scaring someone away, they wait so long to have these conversations.
Sure.
And then they're nearly overly invested in the process at this stage, Louise. So it's harder to come back out of it. So I would say, if you're in a relationship and you know it's not the right relationship for you at the moment, you know, just because you've been there 5, 6 years, months, weeks, whatever it is, don't think to yourself, okay, well, I've invested this much already. It's still the wrong relationship.
Have you got any tips if they're not aligned, somebody to try and figure that out? If they like somebody, maybe they've gotten a little bit too comfortable over the last number of months with this person. And like they ask themselves, are they happy? But they're kind of going, well, I'm grand, I'm content. But how do they figure out for themselves whether or not it is time to leave? Because I know a lot of people can get comfortable in relationships and sometimes it's easier just to stick with it rather than taking the plunge and going, look, I know it's going to be heartbreaking. I know it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to be out of the wrong relationship and trying to meet somebody new rather than, you know?
Yes, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, so, you know, what I would say, Louise, in that situation is you're better off to be single than in a relationship with the wrong person. There's five questions that I regularly ask people in this situation. If someone said you're very like your partner, would that be a compliment? Second of all, are you truly fulfilled or are you just less lonely that you're with them? So very often people are dating from a place of loneliness. Third of all, then, are you able to be unapologetically yourself or do you need to show up differently to please your partner? Four, then, I would say, are you in love with your partner right now as a whole? So like this moment, not the potential of what they could be or what they've promised you down the line. Are you in love with that person right now as a whole? Or are you only in love with them, you know, on their good days, their good side, or how they are potentially, or the idea of them? And then five, I would say, would you be happy if your future child was to date someone like this partner?
Yeah.
And I think they're a very good indicator. Is that the right person for you? Or are they not? Are they aligned to you or are they not? And if there's something that you feel is priority, like, you know, if they, and unfortunately to say it, if they drink way too much, you know, it might not necessarily mean that they have a problem, but it might be a problem for you. OK, if that's the case, very often we see with addictions, whether it's alcohol, drugs or gambling or whatever other addictions there might be, you know, they always are going to prioritize the addiction over you. So you need to have a conversation with yourself. Is this something that I would like in my relationship? Am I happy for my future children to be in a relationship or to be in a family where this is a priority? So there's lots of different questions there. Also things like values, religion and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're out on a night out or you're out in a restaurant and you might see somebody talking to a staff member, you know, a waitress, a waiter, kind of in a not so pleasant way. Like that's, and the person you're with is an extension of yourself. Like the person you choose to be with is the most important decision you will ever make in your life, especially if you want to have a family with them. So you need to make sure it's the right person. And are they aligned to you? Because they are a reflection of you. They are going to decide, you know, where you live, how many children you have, your mental health, where you're going to go on holidays, you name it, everything. So choose wisely. And if it's not the right person for you now, there's still time to change direction. Please do not just stick with someone because you've been with them a couple of months, years. There's lots of different opportunities out there and people that might be better aligned to you.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I really hope that anybody listening, whether they're in a new relationship or maybe a relationship that, you know, is kind of maybe past its sell-by date, that they might, you know, have a think about it. Mairead, if anybody wants to maybe listen to your podcast, if they want to check out your resources online, where is the best place that they can go?
So the website and our Instagram is lovehq.ie.
Ah, super. Mairead, thank you so much for giving us your time. I absolutely love having a chat to you and I can't wait to catch up with you again really, really soon.
A pleasure as always, Louise. Thank you so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.